I'm on the edge
of graduating college,
of getting a job,
of getting married,
of buying a house. This is the Edge Podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Chris, Allison, and Scott with your new year Edge Podcast. Today we are going to discuss resolutions for the new year regarding your financial situation specifically, so let's get into it. It's a new year with a clean slate, unless you have debt, that is. Our first item on the agenda deals with financial situations or obligations that may be hindering your financial plans, and debt is definitely one of those things. If you have any debt, you should always be saving a percentage of your income to pay off that debt monthly. Not only the required amount either, you should be paying off at least a little more to cut down on the interest you'll be paying in the end. If you have money that you owe people, now would be a good time to pay them back. It stinks to think that if you were given money for Christmas that you would use it to pay off someone else, but you know what? I would rather do that than have them nagging me for the money that I owe them. What kind of resolutions do you two have for your finances in the new year? Allison?
Just keep saving. I still have all my student loans that I need to pay off. I have paid off a good chunk of them, but I still need to really keep saving and putting all my savings into paying off that student loan. Other than that, just credit card, and that's pretty much it.
Scott, anything to do with saving money for maybe from your gigs or getting a new guitar or sound equipment or anything?
Right now, my big issue is just getting out of debt. I have a lot of money that I have toward all the music equipment that I purchased over the years, so I'm just slowly getting my way out of that. So that's definitely my New Year's resolution.
That's good. So we talked about debt, and Allison, you bring up a good point about savings, which is my next topic. One of the best things that you can do for yourself is when it comes to money is to start or maintain your savings account. If you have one, you can budget out your income and figure out what exactly you need. Here are some quick tips. Number one, write down what you take home monthly from your paycheck. Number two, look at the kinds of bills that you have to pay and subtract that amount from that monthly amount. Number three, take a look at what you can cut out of your spending by reviewing your monthly statements. Maybe you eat out a little too much. Those types of things will actually show up on your statements. And number four, take a look at what you have left and figure out how much you can afford to put into savings monthly or weekly. Hopefully you can save at least $10 a week or so. This is good because you may run into a situation where you absolutely need money for an emergency, like new tires for your car or towing expenses if you run into that. Let's not forget that we are in some rough economic times right now, so the more you save, the better off you will be. Do you two have any more financial tips, Allison?
Chris, you brought up a good point. I actually try to save quite a lot every week and every month. And I actually just needed to get new tires for my car, so I used that savings instead of putting it on my credit card. So again, that really helped out a lot with my debt. But yeah, you just really need to save. It's very important. You never know what's going to happen. And savings is definitely something that you can fall back on.
I hope all of you out there are able to have a good financial year. Please don't forget that we are looking for questions and comments in the blogs and forums section so that we can get back to those and answer them in an upcoming podcast. From the three of us here at The Edge, see you next time.